Oldies 96.7 News presents the Kawartha TV and Stereo Women of Influence.
Hello, this is Aaron Canton of Oldies 96.7. We are highlighting our top women of influence in the Peterborough area, and right now, we want to focus on Tracy Randall. Tracy is the general manager of Music Fest, Canada's longest-running free admission summer concert series. Tracy, thanks for joining me today. This must be one of the busiest times of the year with Music Fest fast approaching.
Thanks, Aaron. Yes, it is. We're hectic at the office, but we're quite excited to get started in a few weeks.
So can you tell me a bit about yourself? How did you originally get involved with Music Fest? I know you have a very colorful history. Can you tell me through basically how it went full circle for you?
Sure, it is colorful, to say the least. I worked for Fred Anderson, who founded the festival. It was called the Festival of Lights in 1987 and 88. I was boat number two, and I drove the boats around on Little Lake. I was a student at Fleming, and he was a prof, and he hired me, and I left town for maybe 30 years, and I came back and started running the festival about 7 years ago. So it's kind of a full circle for me to move home where I grew up, went to school, and I'm really looking forward to this season because we've grown the festival so much. It's just been amazing the last few years at growing the festival, yes.
And you bring extensive and varied experience as an event planner and organizer. And I'll let you explain it, but you were involved in the Olympics as well, right?
Yeah, so I have a bit of a background. I worked at a corporate Fortune 500 company for 15 years. And from that, I got into events. I ran all the events for Unilever Canada. I worked in Toronto, Brampton, and Mississauga. And then I ended up hitting the road as an event planner with the Olympic circuit. So I did three Olympics, and it took me away abroad for about 7 years, worked internationally, and then I ended up in Africa for a year, and I worked there volunteering. So it really grounded me, and it was easy for me to come home to Peterborough when I had lived in Vancouver for 4 years, and I was in Toronto for about 25 years.
Yeah, and you said, I remember reading once that you said that you wanted to travel for a living, or at least at some point, correct?
That's right, yes.
Do you feel like you've satisfied that craving, or do you still want to do that?
Oh, no, yes, I have. I've lived in Australia, Africa, Beijing, and Vancouver. And I've traveled all over, yes. I've spent a lot of time. Unfortunately, I didn't have the family that I wanted. But I've seen the world. And I'm still traveling. I just came back from Sri Lanka, so I had a good time there, yes.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. So what advice would you have for women aspiring to manage, say, a large concert such as Music Fest or in the Olympics or anything right, that you've done before and sort of traveling and gaining new experiences?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. I think a hard work ethic is really important nowadays, and to be dedicated and loyal to what you do and who you're working for. Obviously, my town that I grew up means a lot to me. I'm the oldest of seven children, and giving back, being in Africa for a year, is something that's part of who I am. I've always been a caregiver, but I think if people do feel that they love to volunteer, they love music, and they love festivals and large events, you can easily get involved in tourism, different tourism education from Fleming and throughout Ontario. There's lots of places to go to, but you need your education in order to get to where I am.
Absolutely. You've been running Music Fest for 6 years. It's hard to summarize it, but what would you say the overall experience has been like?
It's an amazing experience. It's just so wonderful to have a new team in the summer. So I go from 2 to 15 people. So the team grows, and it's just nice to see young people grow in the job and the role. There's nothing like it in the Kawarthas. It's the largest event that anywhere in the region. So for people to be able to work with us and the volunteers that are involved, the 50 volunteers, we have a great board, which is wonderful for me to get back kind of in the corporate side of the world that I used to be in. This is a non-for-profit, so allowing smaller businesses to be able to enjoy a Serena Ryder concert that normally would cost $100 a ticket is very rewarding. Anyone that works for Music Fest never forgets their summer.
If anyone who doesn't know by yet, Music Fest runs from June 29th until August 17th, 33rd year, right?
That's right. Yeah, season 33.
That's fantastic. We'll love to keep that going. If a young girl or a young woman or someone who is on the fence of wanting to be an event planner or an organizer or be in management, what would you tell them?
Well, I tell them to dream big. I mean, as in anything that you aspire to, I think it's important to make good connections. I think that a lot of our work at Music Fest is because of the people of Peterborough that love to give back. So if you make good connections and you love what you do, I'm very passionate, so I show it and people feed off of that. So it's easy to create a successful festival when you have people that are invested in the community give back and what we do for the city. So I think it's important to just be who you are and love what you do and make sure you're in an industry that really belongs to you, because it's hard to work many hours as we do in an event industry and without having that passion for obviously music. Everyone loves music in some way. But the thing I like about it is that our lineup is so diverse that we attract different people. So some nights we'll have a rock crowd and we'll know the standard crowd. They come every night. And then other nights, if we bring Sultans of String, for example, it's a worldly, more of a worldly crowd. So we look at appealing to other demographics.
Yeah, I can see that being a tough sometimes. And you're talking about booking performances. I know that you mentioned for the first time ever there'll be hip-hop here. And so, for example, how do you go about booking? Do you guys mm-hmm. think of what's relative now? Or
well, we look back to how much we've booked. In the 33 years, we've booked 640 artists.
Wow.
So it's very hard not to repeat. So a lot of you'll see some repeats on the lineup. But yeah, we have different, obviously, countries really grown in this industry, in this region. Rock and roll and alternative are very different, so we try and bring both to the roster. But certainly it changes every year. It depends on what's happening in the city. There's five other festivals. As well, it depends on, I like to look after our staff and our volunteers as well, so we don't go hard all the first of this year. We try and have a little bit of a lull. So you'll see different levels of artists. And then, of course, we want to help the local market. You have to fill a 4-acre park. So in order to get a local artist on a 40-by-60 stage, we have them open for a large band and they get the exposure that they need.
Now, this next question could be related to Music Fest or maybe when you worked at the Fortune 500 company or with the Olympics, but what accomplishment are you most proud of? It's probably a difficult question.
It is a hard question. I think the thing that I can think of is, I mentioned the connections you make with people. My friendships are really important to me and my family is very important to me. So just having that relationship growing up to work hard from my father that ran a business here in Peterborough, started at the age of 14. And then the friendships I made at Westmount and Crestwood and Fleming. So Peterborough being such a small town, yet we have this big arts community. It really is amazing to be involved in that. And that's a big part of who I am and what I do for Peterborough.
And lastly, Tracy, are there still aspirations in your career you would like to accomplish?
Oh, there always is. So you always want to learn no matter where you are. And to the little girls out there, I mean, you have these big dreams, but you will always have things to aspire to, no matter whether it's managing somebody, whether it's bringing in someone that hasn't worked in 40 years and wants to come down to the park and just help out. And then whether it's working with the guy that cuts the grass at the park. I just think there's always people and connections and things that you can learn in any industry, not just music.
Tracy, it was great getting to know you. Thank you so much for taking the time and joining us.
Thank you for choosing me. It's such an honor.
That was Tracy Randall, General Manager of Peterborough Music Fest, which all begins on June 29th at Del Crary Park. I'm Aaron Canton, and we will continue to highlight the top women of influence throughout the day here on Oldies 96.7.